Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. In a digital world, librarians often stand on the forefront of technology education, but how do rural and reservation librarians develop the expertise to provide that vital leadership? Julie Erickson is a learning specialist with TIE, Technology and Innovation in Education. She joins us for a look at a new professional development program through TIE, and she's with us from SDPB's Black Hills Studio in Rapid City. Julie, welcome to the program. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Lori. Thanks. I'm excited to be here.
For people, I feel that we should paint the picture first of really how the role of the librarian has really always been at the forefront of information, but it has changed so much with technology and the innovations that we see. Tell folks a little bit about why librarians need to expand their digital knowledge and leadership abilities.
Well, where we're at right now is librarians really act as a technology leader in their districts in many situations. Librarians end up curating digital resources. They build those instructional partnerships with their colleagues to integrate critical thinking, digital citizenship, and innovation, along with the use of technology. We see a lot of makerspaces and other creative applications in the libraries. And just the overall collaborative aspect of the librarian role lends to being a technology leader in their districts.
And what are some of the challenges of that then in South Dakota? The answer is quite obvious, really, but but let's lay it out so people really fully understand. In this technological world, how hard can it be to be a rural librarian serving a rural district, a reservation district, or an underfunded district?
The challenges, there are a lot of challenges. One of the challenges is they're really, we're remote, isolated, and so don't have the opportunity to necessarily get to training, to be able to develop those relationships with other librarians in the field. And so this professional development opportunity will allow them to develop relationships across a three-state region, and then also give them those opportunities to build that leadership capabilities to do outreach opportunities, to present professional development in their buildings, in their districts, and even at the conference levels. So it's very exciting to provide this opportunity.
Let's talk about the details of the opportunity. Who are you looking for, and what are they signing on to do?
Well, what we're doing, we are looking for our districts, in any district, public, private, BIE, located on or within 50 miles from any tribal reservation, librarians in the Hutterite Colony schools, rural librarians with populations of under 500, so that's a lot of them, right. And schools identified as priority or focus schools by the South Dakota Department of Education, the North Dakota Department of Public Instruction, or the Wyoming Department of Education. And so we are partnering with all three states, working very closely with the state libraries in each of those states. And so it's been really an excellent opportunity to develop those partnerships.
And yeah, so when people reach out to you, tell me where we're at in the program as far as like recruiting the librarians that will be in this cohort. What's the time frame here?
So recruiting the librarians is actually, that's what we're doing right now. We are looking for 13 librarians in each state, and they are signing up for a three-year commitment of three face-to-face day, two-day events, one in Wyoming, which is this fall, and then we are in Rapid City next summer and North Dakota the following summer. They also will get the opportunity to attend the TIE conference, which alternates between Rapid City and Sioux Falls in April of each year, and they'll also be able to take online courses. So each year they'll take a fall online course and a spring online course. When they're all said and done, they have the ability to have earned 12 graduate credits covered by the grant. And their expenses for travel and conference registration are also covered. So this is an incredible professional development opportunity for these librarians. We are offering the first two-day event in the beginning of October, and so we are doing signups right now. If they want more information, they can go to tie.net/library, and there's more information, my contact information, and the sign-up form.
The grant money, who is the grant from and in partnership with?
We are, this is a IMLS grant, Institute of Museum Services and Library. I can't even say IMLS. Yeah.
Institute of Museum and Library Services. Yeah.
Thank you.
Only because I had it right in front of me and I could read it because I cannot remember it.
So many acronyms.
Right.
So it is through the IMLS, Institute of Museum and Library Services, and they are providing the support for this grant. And we are working, like I said, with the North Dakota, the South Dakota, and the Wyoming State Libraries to help with the coordination and just to be able to partner with these, with all three states.
The relationship building seems key to this, to me, just being able to sit down with other librarians in similar communities, serving similar populations, to just make those kind of connections online and in person. It seems like once, you've gone through the 3 years, it might be something that would last a lot longer than that. But hope, I'm guessing. Yeah.
And that is the hope, yes. Yeah. Developing those relationships and being able to, know that we're going to be able to work face-to-face and then also carry those relationships throughout the year with the online courses and the webinars and the TIE conference. And so having those opportunities, that is one of the things I'm most excited about is seeing the relationships and the growth in the librarians in the three states.
Mm. Talk a little bit about these open educational resources. What are those and what kind of expertise will librarians learn regarding them?
Open educational resources have been growing in popularity and availability over the last few years. There's a national movement called the Go Open movement at the federal level. And what they are is freely available content. And so it can be, text content, video, courses, you name it. And the K-12 realm has really been developing. And so as librarians, one of our skills is curation, and so moving into more digital curation and evaluation of the open educational resources that are out there and to help incorporate those into their districts. As I work with districts across South Dakota and Wyoming, I've seen a lot of open education resources being incorporated, and so having that expert in their librarian will really benefit school districts.
Hmm. Is this something that the districts, they don't have to provide any funding and support, it's just a matter of providing the green light, go do this, we support you in the time that you're going to spend, right?
The district support will look like you said, the time, yeah. Allowing the librarians to have the time to attend those first 2 days in October, just based on how the grant timelines are. We had to, they'll have to miss school. However, mm-hmm. the remainder of the grant, the face-to-face days for the grant are in June, giving them the opportunity to go to the TIE conference. And so they're, again, allowing them to attend the TIE conference in April. And then just general support, maybe letting them use their school car to travel, that type of thing.
All right. Julie Erickson is a learning specialist with TIE. That's Technology and Innovation in Education. And you can learn more at TIE.net. That's TIE.net/library about this cohort. Librarians are just some of my favorite people, Julie. So thanks for giving them some support.
Thanks, Lori. Thanks for having me on and letting us share information about this opportunity.